part of all this, like it's she's a part of the earth and the fields and spooky ass legends that surround her town. And for some deep basic feeling she doesn't understand, she finds total solace in the fact of her birth. She never stops thinking on it, and it's as if she never stops mumbling of her life over and over under her breath like some Tibetan monk. I mean, she's down with it, and all this greasy, meaty, wholesome, weedy Pennsylvania food is from right over the hill, or grown by some old lady in her garden, or raised up in invisible crop circles across the eastern PA Fertile Crescent. And the farmers walk among their fields and bless them, look out at them at noon, never concerned with the land. I mean, she knows what a fucking wholesome diet is, man, because she's down with it, it's the earth. So when she hears some guy sitting at the crowded table discussing it, the fucking vegetarian right, it snaps her out of her dreamy reverie. He's going, I subsist on red wine, loads of garlic, rice, beer, tomatoes, red clean meat, and trout from the clearest limestone streams. And she looks over to the crowd hunkered down around the big wooden table. They're from the city, she can tell. And they share roots in small PA towns right around her. She can tell this too. Their men and women are a little older than her, and she thinks about what it would be like to move into the city for a while, to cart her mystic PA trip, and all this knowledge she's made up right into the dying city. She knows instantly why they're here now. She knows it from the mystery and legends and ghosts and cheap party food, and they get their kicks that way, jumping straight out, leapfrogging suburban development right to the heart of the state, where the Mennonites still own the land and won't be fucking selling out to any real estate corporation for another 200 years. She watches this guy who talks bad, the clean glint of charm in his eye. He thinks he's the shit. His smirk means he knows he ain't the shit. If you know what I mean, she does. Crossing her legs on the old stool she sits on, she rubs her strong hands down her thighs. She's growing anxious to collect her plates and grab her tip. I mean, it's not like she's never known all about the ghosts and secret histories that live in the air of the old valley. It's not like she doesn't get a deep hint of it all when she's making love on the ground in the middle of the cornfield earth. It is all ingrained and instinctual. It is the middle. She is alone who can, it is she alone who can propitiate the god of spring, gain his favor by sneaking at her window and stealing off in the night to huff and scratch the daylights out of a man or boy. The earth is to breathe past the heavy winter. It is to breathe once again. It's not like she didn't know all this before her older brother turned her on to the rights of spring LP when it came out. I mean, she knows what DOD really means, even though rights of spring themselves could never have, being the tools, mediums for a higher purpose. I mean, her brother could never have. I mean, he didn't even glean it after 10,000 frenzied listenings in his bedroom at their parents' house. How the whole record sounded so channeled to them, how the band in the cruddy DC studio sounded somehow possessed of something higher that they could never know. And when he went away to college, he left it to her, like she knew he would. And since the first hint of spring came warming the past few days with the anticipation of soily sexual interludes and old men tying in new trout season's flies, this tall, loud, funny jerk-off of a young man, tall and lanky and speaking in red wine tones from a small magic town by the city she's been dreaming with, moistening a band and officiating the god of cornfields, of the trout streams, of red wine junkets on rooftops in the city, god of spring. And even though there is almost nothing lovelier to her than the warm scent of a soccer field, silent and empty in the dewy morning, she's glad now that the season's over. She realizes, amazed, that this tall, exotic guy knows also, is privy to the knowledge of just how Dr. Sachs it all is. She knows he's got to, she's got to whisper something in his ear, pray he'll know the time and the place in which old standing trees and which fields meet. Because like a cat, she's got the second scent today.